And the former CEO of a major American home builder is being arraigned here in Los Angeles today on charges of financial fraud. Bruce Caratz was head of KB Home. Now he's part of a federal investigation into stock manipulation. Authorities are accusing him of cooking the books in order to inflate his salary, which in a three-year period earlier this decade amounted to more than $230 million. Retailers are also having a tough time in this economy. Many are reducing staff to save money. At the same time, they need remaining staff to be friendlier and more helpful than ever to keep customers coming in and keep them buying. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports from Seattle on how companies are seeking to balance cost-cutting and consumer service.
The Bellevue Square Mall is the largest retail complex on Seattle's so-called East Side, a collection of mostly affluent, in some cases downright rich, neighborhoods. But even here, stores are closing, there are noticeably fewer shoppers, and the shopping experience is decidedly mixed. Mall visitor Pat O'Brien says many salespeople are more helpful now than in the past.
There aren't as many customers, for one thing, and they have more time with you. And I heard, one salesperson say it's been 12 minutes since somebody came in that door. So you are going to get more attention if there is a salesperson there.
Small boutiques have typically had attentive staff. But now, says Keisha Eister, that attentiveness has gone over the top.
I think the salespeople are like more pushy and in your face now because they need to sell you something now because they need you to buy something. They need the revenue. I think that's changed.
Other shoppers complain about the absence of help in some of the larger stores. Retail and investment consultant Patricia Edwards pays close attention to the financial metrics of retailers, but she also takes a consumer's point of view into the shopping mall.
I would say for the majority of the retailers, service has probably gone down.
Sales and customer service employees cost money. The cost of labor is one of the few areas in which retailers have complete control. They can't turn off the lights or cut inventory beyond a certain point, but they can eliminate staff. But Edward says companies that cut too deeply are likely to see their sales suffer.
In this type of an economy, people don't want to spend at all. When they do spend, they want the experience to go along with the goods. And if the experience isn't good, they may not buy anything, even if they need the apparel or whatever else it is they're selling.
Two recent surveys suggest that companies that have scored well in customer satisfaction over the past few years continue to be viewed favorably, while many companies near the bottom of the list may be getting worse. Online merchants, including L.L. Bean, Amazon, and Zappos, continue to score at or near the top in terms of customer satisfaction among retailers. But the data compiled by Big Research revealed something that may surprise you. The number 7 spot, the highest of any department store, went to JCPenney.
Hi, do you need any help here?
Just listen right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Chelsea's right here. She can help you with anything you need.
Bill Trentinero, the manager of Penny's in Bellevue Square, is walking the sales floor. He's wearing a headset that allows him to be in constant contact with his assistants, cashiers, and sales staff. He says the company's high ranking in the survey is no accident. About a year ago, Penny's made a commitment to improve customer service nationwide. The headset, new training, and daily online assessments by shoppers are just some of what the store manager calls the little things that make a difference.
The sum of all of it is a lot of work and investment in it. Systems have changed. We have technology that's changed. We have reports that we use to tell us how we're doing that are new. So there's a lot of pieces that have gone into this.
Forrester research analyst Bruce Temkin says many retailers are struggling now to find the right balance between service and cutting costs. Understanding what its customers value most is essential to that effort. What makes sense for a discounter like Walmart may make no sense at all for a high-end department store. But even within categories, says Temkin, companies are making different choices.
I think when we come out of the recession, you're going to have a number of companies who retain strong relationships with their customers, and you're going to have a bunch of them that have a much weaker relationship with their customers.
You can guess, he says, which firms are likely to do better once the economy picks up. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.